This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Steve Mirsky. Got a minute?
Less than 4% of countries are responsible for over half of the world's greenhouse gas emissions.
Glenn Alther of the University of Queensland.
This means that the majority of countries are unfairly bearing the burden of a problem that they did not create. Clearly, this isn't fair by any definition. It's much like a non-smoker being trapped in a room and getting cancer from secondhand smoke, while a heavy smoker continues to puff away in good health.
Alther and colleagues at the University of Queensland and the Wildlife Conservation Society have just published a study analyzing the contributions to climate change by the world's nations versus the effect that climate change will have on those countries.
We found that developed nations such as Australia, the United States, Canada, and Russia are essentially climate free riders, driving the problem of climate change while incurring relatively few of the costs, such as devastating floods, increased extreme weather, and rising sea levels.
Meanwhile, the most vulnerable countries, many of which are in Africa or are small island states, produce few greenhouse gas emissions. The study is in the Nature publication Scientific Reports.
While it's important that this issue is defined by scientists, it needs to be acted on by global leaders. The Paris Climate Agreement, finalised in December last year, was widely seen as a positive step forward in addressing climate change. However, there must be an urgent and meaningful mobilisation of the policies outlined in the Paris Agreement if we're to help the most vulnerable countries adapt to climate change while achieving global emissions reductions.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Steve Mirsky.